appendicitis in pediatric patients.
So Saul, when it comes to appendicitis, are children little adults?
You know, I would say the youngest kids in the less than four, it's not a common diagnosis, but we always miss it till it's perforated, or at least 95% of the time we do. You do get the typical symptoms in the older kids: anorexia, migratory right lower quadrant pain, nausea, vomiting, low-grade fever. Kids tend to progress more rapidly than adults.
And this is a disease that actually peaks in childhood, right? The peak age is about 12 years, so I think it might even be fair to say that adults are large kids, because this really is a kid disease.
Yeah, for the most part, that's true. And, you know, remember, there's many non-radiation options that we've come upon to make this diagnosis. So if they show you a picture of an ultrasound with a tubular structure that we don't know if it's non-compressible, but classically non-compressible, 6 millimeters or more, that confirms the diagnosis, especially if there's a lot of inflammatory changes or fluid around that appendix. If they show you that with a good story, or even with a bad story, you could still make that diagnosis that way.
CT is always an option, but clearly you're going to try to minimize radiation in children whenever possible, both in reality and on exams. And so MRI is an option for this as well.
Eileen, what about antibiotics? If you get a board question saying, can you just do antibiotics for pediatric epi? Do you think we're in prime time enough to say this can be a medical condition, or is it still a surgical condition according to the boards?
Well, like you said, kids tend to perf early. In fact, most little kids are perfed by the time that they're diagnosed. So there is that group that can get CT-guided drainage and antibiotics and a delayed appendectomy. And that's pretty well substantiated in the literature. However, we are seeing more and more studies looking at the utility of just antibiotics for treatment of appendicitis. And I think that is an option that is available to families who are interested in avoiding surgery.
How about the families on the boards?
I think it's controversial enough that I would still recommend surgery on an exam at this point.
I totally agree. I don't think they're ready to say, send the kid home after some Augmentin for his appy.
And of course, pain medications are okay. It's not going to keep us from making this diagnosis.